From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The boxing world mourns today as American fighting legend Muhammad Ali has died after battling Parkinson's disease for more than 3 decades. Ali was known for his bold language and self-promotion while he was actively boxing. He spoke with reporters before fighting world heavyweight champion Joe Frazier in 1971.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
He was both beloved and controversial, and so dominated professional boxing that Sports Illustrated magazine named him Sportsman of the 20th Century. David Miller is a sports writer.
We need a reacquaintance with Muhammad Ali. You're right. He's absolutely the dominant athlete of the 20th century, of our lifetimes, of numerous generations, arguably maybe even the most important public figure of the second half of the 20th century.
Muhammad Ali died in Phoenix, Arizona, in the southwest state of Arizona, where he was being treated for a respiratory ailment at age 74. China could end up erecting a wall of self-isolation if it continues with provocation and militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Carter told Asian defense ministers, security analysts, and scholars at a forum in Singapore there's growing anxiety about Chinese actions in the area.
China's actions in the South China Sea are isolating it at a time when the entire region is coming together and networking. Unfortunately, if these actions continue, China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation.
This is VOA News. Pope Francis has decreed Roman Catholic bishops can be removed from office if they're found negligent in dealing with priests accused of abusing children. A new Vatican law the Pope issued today appears to be a response to a long-standing demand by U.S. activists who have denounced what they saw as the Church's failure to take action against pedophile priests. Secretary of State John Kerry and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault held talks today to discuss specific challenges facing a proposed Israeli-Palestinian peace conference France would like to host. Mr. Kerry says both Israeli and Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. David Keyes is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli Prime Minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended a Friday meeting in Paris as ministers from 20 countries discussed France's plans for seeking peace between Israel and the Palestinians. The UN Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafari, dismissed complaints that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The International Football Governing Body says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other officials awarded themselves pay raises and bonuses worth $80 million over 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released Friday, one day after police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters to seize evidence for the Swiss investigation. Australia has its first indigenous superhero, Clever Man, a fantasy drama set in the near future. Australia premiered this week on Australian television and blends Aboriginal mythology with superhuman style and political commentary. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
The international community has accused us of violating human rights. But these creatures are not human.
The hairy people are a mythological species struggling to coexist alongside humans. The writers of Clever Man have drawn on the deepest legends and traditions of Aboriginal Australia. Its main character is Cohen, a young indigenous man who inherits superhuman powers and fights against terrifying enemies, humans and otherworldly spirits. Running through this six-part drama are themes of exclusion, discrimination and identity, real-life issues that lie at the heart of modern Indigenous Australia. Aborigines make up about 3% of the Australian population, but their representation on mainstream television has been limited. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
That's the latest world news from VOA.